Titanium take of the townships, we go straight to the headlines of Tuesday's Sherbrooke Record from June 16th. Why? Because I feel it's important. I don't want to make light of anything going on with the new rules and regulations and chime in with my opinion. This is literally from the words and the mouths of the experts. So it's from the Canadian Press by Giuseppe Vellante and Matthew McCulley. Headline reads, Quebec to allow indoor gatherings up to 50 people. Quebec will allow indoor public gatherings of up to 50 people beginning June 22nd and is reducing the physical distance requirement to 1 meter for children 16 years and under. Horacio Arruda, Quebec's Director of Public Health, said Monday that in some circumstances where people don't frequently circulate or speak to each other, such as in movie theaters, physical distancing will be reduced to 1.5 meters. Gathering inside private homes, however, are still restricted to 10 people from a maximum of 3 households. Such gatherings were permitted as of Monday across most of Quebec. While in the Montreal area, 10 people will be allowed to gather inside homes beginning June 22nd. Dr. Richard Massey of Public Health Department told a news conference that the government is considering increasing indoor public gatherings to a maximum of 250 people by mid-July, but we aren't prepared to go higher than that. Arruda said that considering the low number of infections since schools opened in May, it has been decided that starting June 22nd, 2-meter guidelines for physical distancing can be reduced to 1 meter for children. The numbers are very encouraging right now, Arruda told reporters. Not a single child who has been infected has gotten seriously ill. It's more like a flu or a cold. Children under 16, however, will still need to keep a 2-meter distance from adults such as their teachers, Arruda said. The government is planning on announcing more details for schools on Tuesday and Wednesday. Arruda also hinted towards physical distancing directives could be removed altogether for younger children. Quebec on Monday reported another 11 deaths attributed to COVID-19 for a total of 5,242, as well as 102 new cases of novel coronavirus, for a total of 54,054. Of those, 944 are in the Estrie region. Hospitalizations increased by 2 for a total of 771, including 82 people in intensive care and a reduction of 3. According to Quebec Public Health Minister's website, 22,213 have recovered from COVID-19. So again, this is today's titanium take of the townships. For just to clear everything up, we can't have gatherings for 50 people. We still have the guidelines, even though social distancing has been reduced. Let's please adhere to the guidelines. So a big thank you to the local news section of Tuesday's Sherbrooke Record. Have fun, be safe, stay apart from each other, guys. I mean, Saint-Jean-Baptiste Day is coming up on the 24th. Again, these regulations only kick in on the 22nd of June. So let's all be safe. Let's still wear our masks when we're out in public spaces. Let's keep our distance from each other. Let's be as safe as possible. And let's try to have ourselves a great summer. We got Saint-Jean-Baptiste holiday. We got Canada Day coming. So many great holidays coming up. The summer has begun. The second half of the show, I got some great music for you here to celebrate summer, to celebrate Father's Day on Sunday, and the pending Saint-Jean-Baptiste in a week. You're listening to 88.9 CJMQ. I'm your host, Matt McCrae, and this is The Show.
I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose. Fire away, fire away. Ricochet, you take your aim. Fire away, fire away. You shoot me down, but I'm a bone. I am titanium. You shoot me down, but I'm a bone. I am titanium.
Welcome back to the show. We find ourselves on the other side of the 30 minutes of the halfway point of Wednesday's show. We are making our way towards high noon. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Matt McCrae. You've tuned in to 88.9 CJMQ. I am skating from right to left on your radio dial. You can listen to us live online at cjmq.ca. You can advertise with us. You can make a donation. You can check out World News, all the live tracks we got going on, things going on in the area, all kinds of great stuff. It's a great website. Check it out. So we are smack dab in the middle of our third segment. And as I find myself ranting and raving still about Long Gone Summer, the ESPN 30 for 30 that I enjoyed, I thought it was perhaps one of the best ones, even better than Jordan's The Last Dance and the Lance Armstrong one. Critics online do not agree. People on SportsIllustrated.com, ESPN's Long Gone Summer 30 for 30 was bizarre and boring. If you missed Sunday night's debut of ESPN's Long Gone Summer 30 for 30, or you have it on DVR, do not waste your time watching it unless you like watching 105 minutes of home runs from the 1998 season. Yes, I did. I did like watching those home runs from the 1998 season, talking to Sammy Sosa, who's been shunned by the Chicago Cub organization. He still hasn't been back. How bizarre is that? Sammy's never been, they say it many times, he's never been proven to be tested positive for steroids. Of course, Sammy cheated. He pretty much said it tongue-in-cheek at the end of the documentary, but he's not fully going to admit it. He's fine with the millions and millions of dollars that he accumulated hitting over 60 home runs multiple times. This isn't the first time. In 98 was the first time he did it. Sammy went on to repeat the feat as Barry Bonds went on to hit that monster number, even further toppling Mark McGwire's 70 with 71 and further and foremost. You all know the story. Steroids be darned. Everybody knows the story. We know what the steroid era was about. This was a chronological look at the 1998 season, how it began with the hype of people talking about McGwire and Griffey and then Sosa coming out of nowhere and how the race began and how they got people excited about baseball again since the lockout. Sure, Cal Ripken Jr. had something to do with that as well, but it was McGwire and Sosa that got the butts in the seats that summer of 1998 that got people talking about the sport of baseball again. Baseball's going to need something like that again if the season gets canceled in 2020 because of COVID-19 and the owners and the players not being able to come together and have an agreement. Major League Baseball players and owners not getting along with each other is a tradition unlike any other. The NFL owners are not saying anything in their fight against the players here only because they don't want to come off like the Major League Baseball owners. Their silence is suspect as well, but the MLB owners aren't usually very silent. They're usually very vocal and everyone's very aware of what they want, and their fights with the players have gone back historically over the years. So if we find ourselves in the same place in 2020, we're going to need another home run race perhaps between a Judge and a Stanton clean in order to get the butts in the seats and people loving baseball the way they were loving it in the summer of 1998. And I digress. I loved it. I don't know what people at SI or people at Bleacher Report or all over the internet are talking about. Some people are calling it the worst 30 for 30 ever produced. I sternly disagree with their point. No way that I can agree with them. I think it was one of the best that they have. You just need to realize that they do it chronologically. They're aware of that steroids are there. But do you think you're going to get McGwire or Sammy Sosa to sit down for that reason? If you just think it's going to be a 45-minute documentary on how they cheated. And everybody knows that. Everybody read Canseco's book. If read Juiced if you want to know that. Watch this 30 for 30 if you want to see the excitement that was generated in the air. Whew, this could have been a titanium take of the townships. I'm getting fired up. Spit guard on the microphone. Good thing there's nobody in my home studio here, because even a 2-meter distance or 1.5 meter distance would save me from this rant. Baseball in 98 was amazing. I found a little gem from the summer of 1999, inspired by Mark McGwire, the home run king, and that entire era. Tommy Glavine, Greg Maddux in a Nike commercial. Just to sum it up for you, the Heather Locklear and other supermodels are watching McGwire hit home runs. Glavine and Maddux are on the side, jealous that the home run hitters get all the attention. So the Rocky music hits, and they're training. They're hitting themselves in the stomach with bats. They're pushing up. They're having BP. They're sprinting. They're getting ready. And then when they're ripping out home run after home run in batting practice, Heather Locklear and her friend walk by again and say, "Hey, guys, have you seen Mark?" Speaking of Mark McGwire, chicks dig the long ball, is up, is flashed in the top, and it is one of Nike's most successful ad campaigns from 99. I don't know if it's aged very well since 99, even that saying to begin with, but anyway, this is for nostalgia, folks. It's Tommy Glavine, Greg Maddux, Heather Locklear, Mark McGwire, all starring in a Nike commercial. We got a little bit of that audio for you as we keep it going. Father's Day is on Sunday, June 21st. Make sure you get out there and buy your father something very nice. Appreciate the man that helped you get onto this planet. So we have Alan Jackson with Drive and John Mayer, Daughters, going out to all you daughters and sons out there who are going to be celebrating a Father's Day with your father and that special or that special someone in your life. So here's a little Alan Jackson and a little John Mayer. We're making our way towards the three-quarter mark here at 88.9 CJMQ. I am your host, Matt McRae, and this is The Show.
How long are they going to worship this guy?
Hey, we got Cy Young winners over here.
Dig the long ball.
Hey, have you guys seen Mark?
It was painted red, the stripe was white, it was 18 feet from the bow to the stern line. Second hand from a dealer in Atlanta. I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on a motor, built out of love, made for the water. Ran her for years till the transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood that'll never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat, the 75 Johnson with electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel, I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn her sharp knot, make it whine. He'd say, you can't beat the way an old wood boat rides. Just a little lake across the Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean when Daddy let me drive. Just an old half-ton short bed Ford my uncle bought new in 64. Daddy got it right, cause the engine was smoking. Couple of burnt valves and he had it going. He let me drive her and we'd haul off a load down a dirt strip where we'd dump trash off a thick pen road. I'd sit up in the seat and stretch my feet out to the pedals, smiling like a hero that just received his medal. It was just an old hand-me-down Ford with 3-speed on the column and a dent in the door. A young boy, two hands on the wheel, I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would press that clutch and I'd keep it right. He'd say, a little slower, son, you're doing just fine. Just a dirt road with trash on each side, but I was merry, oh, and ready when Daddy let me drive. I'm grown up now, three daughters of my own. I let them drive my old Jeep across the pasture at our home. Maybe one day they'll reach back in their file and pull out that old memory and think of me and smile and say, it's just an old worn out Jeep, rusty old floorboards, hot on my feet. A young girl, two hands on the wheel, I can't replace the way it made me feel. And he'd say, turn it left and steer it right, straighten up girl, now you're doing just fine. Just a little valley by the river where we'd ride, but I was high on a mountain when Daddy let me drive. Daddy let me drive. Oh, he let me drive. She's just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson with electric choke.
John Mayer has some sweet, sweet honey in the back of those vocal cords. Whew, got a little tear in my eye out there. So we have Father's Day coming up on the 21st of June. That is this Sunday. That is going to do it for us here at 88.9. This is your home for sports talk in the Eastern Townships. I'm here every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 o'clock, and then with a piping hot new show the very next morning from 11 to noon. We'll be covering all the topics from the weekend, the sports that are coming up, getting back on track, perhaps getting in their quarantine bubble, getting ready to go from phase 2 to phase 3 to phase 4. I'll be there to describe and get you ready for each phase as the pending sports season are upon us. More and more sports are getting added to the slate. You got to be excited about UFC Fight Island, seeing golf on TV again, tennis coming back up for us. Things are slowly getting back to normal. June 22nd, a big date out there for getting ready to social distance, just a little bit closer in a little bit bigger gatherings. We got Father's Day on the Sunday. We got St. Jean-Baptiste coming up in 1 week's time, where we'll have a tribute show of all local artists here. Quebecois music from top to bottom. That's on the 24th. So again, you can find me from 6 to 7 on Tuesday nights and 11 to noon on Wednesdays. CJMQ.ca is our website. I'm your host, Matt McRae. You've been a very wonderful studio audience. To close it out here, we got a little bit of Chuck Berry and Lynyrd Skynyrd as we outro into our usual Arcade Fire. As we make our way closer to high noon, be good to yourself and each other. Wear your masks when you're out in social situations. Have a good one, folks. I'll see you next week.
As I got on a city bus and found the vacant seat, I thought I saw my future bride walking up the street. I shouted to the driver, "Hey, conductor, you must slow down. I think I see her. Please let me off the bus." Honey, is that you? Turned and double back, started walking toward a coffee-colored Cadillac. I was pushing through the crowd, trying to get to where she's at, and I was campaign shouting like a southern diplomat. Nadine, honey, is that you? From me, please. Moving through the traffic like a mounted cavalier.